The Rodeo Association says the cancellation of one of its summer events is a blip, not a trend, and it's confident rodeo's popularity is not waning in the face of opposition. Animal welfare group SAFE says the scrapping of the Mid-Northern Rodeo near Whangarei is partially a result of a boycott and the public turning against rodeos and taking their money with them. They say its social licence has expired, but the national body, which says it's acting on animal welfare concerns, says it's doing just fine and will ride on. Jordan Bond reports.
The Mid-Northern Rodeo canned for 2020. Committee member Diana Bradshaw's gutted that they don't have enough money to put January's two-day event on near Whangarei, even though it's drawn decent crowds.
It's happening since the 60s. It's a huge part of that community. It's used as a fundraising for the local pony club, so the kids are missing out. It's a huge thing.
Protesters bought tickets to last year's one and tried to film events, but were met with angry spectators. Animal welfare group SAFE spokesperson Will Appleby thinks protests since a 2017 event have had some effect.
The footage emerged from that rodeo that showed quite appalling treatment of animals, including an animal handler who was illegally shocking young calves with a cattle prod. Following that, many businesses who were sponsoring that rodeo withdrew their support. The reality is business and the public are voting with their wallets, and the organisers are now strapped for cash.
But Lyle Cox from the Rodeo Cowboys Association says that's rubbish, and the other 34 events around the country are doing fine and will go ahead.
No, it's not a sign of a trend. It's just one club made the decision, I think a responsible decision. It's it is regrettable. But hey, I'd rather they did that than come back with a strong and successful rodeo in 2021.
Mr Cox says they've made changes over animal welfare concerns, including lifting the minimum weight so animals under 200 kilograms, including most calves, won't be used.
So the changes we make are not for the protesters. The changes we make are for the good of the sport and, like I say, for those three areas, the contestants, spectators and animal welfare.
An independent Animal Welfare Advisory Committee reported to the government about a year ago and found all seven events at normal rodeos were of concern. Four were rated of moderate concern and two serious. The Labor Party campaigned pre-election to ban some aspects of rodeo, flank straps, young calves and electric prods, but have not. Outgoing Green MP Gareth Hughes has a private members' bill waiting to be drawn that proposes to ban all rodeo activities.
I'm convinced rodeo is on the wrong side of the history books. You know, our attitudes to the way we treat animals has changed markedly, and I think hurting them simply for entertainment has no place in modern New Zealand history. You know, much like once upon a time, bear baiting, dog fighting, cock fighting were all considered legitimate community activities. You know, we'd be horrified by those activities today.
Agriculture Minister Damien O'Connor's picked up the animal welfare portfolio since Meka Whaitiri was stripped of hers. He wasn't available for an interview but says in a statement he expects the highest animal welfare standards at rodeos this summer. For the first time, the Ministry for Primary Industries will be at all 34 planned rodeos this summer, as will a vet and, inevitably, protesters. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi nei, ko Jordan Bond, tēnei.